See how easy that is? The Linn County REC Smart Hub app. Another one of the handy benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome in to the Gym Clash on Gym Class. I got excited because it's National Donut Day, Mark. That's what got me all thrown off here today. And the fact that we had a potluck over the noon hour. And we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Good show coming up. We're going to have our Friday topic and a dive into the world of high school athletics. What would you change? What do you like about it? Girls and the boys unions, we'll talk about that coming up in a little bit. Jeremiah Davis will join us to talk a little local racing and look back at Game 5 of the Blues and the Bruins from last night, and NBA Finals coming up tonight as well. All coming up on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Welcome into the Gym Class here on KGYM, presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by Third Base Brewery. They're locally owned and operated, and a place for family and friends meet up again and again. At Third Base, you're practically home. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Manor, producer here today on this Friday. We welcome you in. We've got a great show planned as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. We've got a $30 gift card, one final one, to Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids to give away on the program today. Thanks to Brian and the staff over there at Collins Road Square at Austed's. We do appreciate them being one of the great sponsors of the Gym Class program right here on KGYM. Get you updated on what's happening on the golf course, the soccer pitch, and other things. But as I mentioned, we have usually one of these at least a year.
Mm-hmm.
We have the company grilling barbecue. You know, Rick Swan from Smart FM across the hall here.
He's the pit master, right?
He's the grilling guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the grilling guy. Now we had a rookie of the year this year though, Troy from Sales, who's got a smoker, came through with some delicious shredded pork and barbecue sauces he came up with. And they were delicious. So altogether, it was outstanding. But you know what happens when you have, you know, on a nice early summer day and you eat a lot over the lunch hour.
Mm-hmm.
Combine that with National Donut Day. That had to be brought in by people. And then you have the Claire bringing in kolaches. You want to find a bed and just nap.
Well, I usually make the event. I had other commitments today, but I know it's a great event, and Rick does a great job, and it's really a day for bachelors like Kyle, our producer. He can load up. Wake up, Kyle. Wake up.
Yeah, see, he's also a little bit drowsy today.
Cat in his stomach on the other side of the glass.
Yeah. Yeah. Kyle and Alex, they got their fill today. You know, the bachelor guys.
Mm-hmm.
Us old married people, we just sit here and just go, why am I eating this? Why am I eating more of this? That's what we do. So anyway, it was a lot of fun and good camaraderie today. And thanks to everybody here for helping put that on. It was a lot of fun. 319-366-1600. That's a Hurtine & Stocker Jewelers text line if you would like to weigh in. And I have a feeling that's going to be exercised quite a bit here on the program today. It's interesting. I don't know how to act. Alex doesn't know how to act today. Steve Kane doesn't know how to act today. The St. Louis Blues are one game away from winning the Stanley Cup final.
I saw your tweet, and I know you have a golf tournament this weekend. And
I do.
You tweeted to him, where are we going to watch the game? The hell with golf. Go to St. Louis. You can witness history. You guys all go to St. Louis. I know it's a night game. You can make it back in time for work on Monday. But why pass up an opportunity?
Well, that's a good question. Number one, we don't have tickets, and I don't have a spare couple thou.
Yeah, tickets are going to be
hanging around or whatever
steep.
It's going to be. As far as getting into the Enterprise Center on Sunday night. You know, well, I know one thing. We are not watching it at Jeff Johnson's bedroom. Sorry, JJ. That is not happening. Another
Blues
fan.
Was that a suggestion?
He said he's watched the last two games, last two wins in his bedroom. And he said, you know, hockey people are very superstitious.
Ew.
Yeah, that's what I said. We are not going to have that happen. You can't touch the Stanley Cup. You can't really talk about it a whole lot. See, I'm already probably doomed the franchise because I have mentioned it. You don't want to mention it too much.
Let's get to the real meat of the matter, okay?
Potluck meat?
The penalty, or lack thereof. You got to be lucky.
Darn right you do.
In the Stanley Cup Final, the NBA Finals, the World Series.
Hey, Bruins, keep playing. You didn't hear a whistle, did you? You got to keep playing. Blues took advantage of it. Hey, the Blues got bad calls throughout this playoff run as well. The Blues kind of put it behind them. The Bruins have kind of let it get to their heads, I think, a little bit more.
I think that's true, too. Clearly a trip that wasn't called. But,
no, it was a penalty. It was a penalty. But I will say this. There were several other calls then afterwards, which deals with our poll question. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But Tarasenko got just absolutely mauled a little bit after that, and nothing was called. And so referees know when they miss it in hockey, and they're going to try to even things up. They also know when they call three penalties on Team A in one period, Team B is probably going to get some power plays in the next period. Hockey referees tend to try to even things up. Hey, Jordan Binnington had the stick knocked out of his hands. And no penalty was called.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it goes both ways.
319-366-1600. That's your opportunity to weigh in with us on our phone line or our Hertzien and Stocker Jeweler text line. Is it bad officiating or inconsistent officiating? The topic of our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, is which pro league has the most inconsistent officiating? Would it be Major League Baseball, the NFL, the NBA, or NHL? Thank you to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Ooh, tough question because they all have, at times, not great officiating, but I will say this. They're all inconsistently different in their own ways.
And the operative word is inconsistent.
Yes, I would say that. I think you're right on the button there. You talk about the NFL, and the NFL drives me crazy because they just let offensive linemen just grab, hold, pull, and maim, and yet a defensive back can't breathe on a wide receiver. And if they do, it's pass interference, unless you're in the NFC Championship game, and then you just hit him, and it's not called.
I might say, I think baseball does a pretty good job of umpiring, but
I think it
does probably
too.
The most inconsistent because every home plate umpire has a different interpretation of the strike zone.
Unless you get Angel Hernandez, then all bets are off.
I watched the Twins game last night, and an outside pitch to a left-handed hitter could have been 1 or 2 inches outside, and Berríos got the strike calls.
But you usually know each umpire. Catchers
or
know,
you should.
Or the catchers and the pitchers know each umpire on what they're going to allow, what they're going to give, what they're going to call, what they're not going to call. So I would say, as much as we like to complain about baseball, I think baseball is probably in the best shape of all of them. I think hockey's okay. Like I said, the NFL drives me the most crazy, so I would have to vote for the National Football League.
Yeah.
What do you think out there? Go ahead and vote. Emil's Hideaway poll question, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. And vote early, vote often, as they say. As they say, anyway.
They're going low north of us at the RBC Canadian Open. And that
not
is
low enough for somebody's golf team.
Not yet, no. But great weather up there. It's soft conditions. It's the prelude to the U.S. Open. Right now, Brant Snedeker, on the strength of a 10-under par 60, holds the joint lead with Scott Brown, who is on the course still. Both are at 11-under par. Shane Lowry at 10-under par. Zach Johnson, after a 1-over par 71, had a nice bounce back with a 67 today. He's minus two for the tournament and will play the weekend.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Alex just tweeted out on his personal Twitter account that he offered to drive everyone.
How about that?
To St. Louis. I did not hear that, Alex.
Well, if you have a bad first round Saturday, and I hope you don't.
We'll see.
It'd be a WD.
Never. I wouldn't do that unless there is an injury involved. 319-366-1600. Interested to hear what people have to say about the poll question. Going to hear from Jeremiah Davis coming up. We'll talk some local racing, and then we're going to get into our topic here coming up in a bit as well. State soccer going on at the County Sports Complex over in Des Moines, and we have just gone final in the 2A's in the state semifinal. The Xavier Saints knock off number one seeded ADM. That is Adele DeSoto Minburn, beating ADM 1-0 on a Brielle Bastion goal. So Xavier will move on to their 10th state championship game coming up tomorrow at 12:30. And not sure of the opponent. Have not seen the other score come across as of yet. So congratulations to the Saints as they make it to the 2A state championship. 1A from earlier on today, center pointer Banna fell one zip to North Polk. So CPU's season comes to an end in the semifinals, but a great run for the Storm and Pointers as they make it to the state semifinals again. And 3A coming up later on is an all-CIML affair as Linmar was beaten yesterday 3-0 by Ankeny. So Xavier will have Eastern Iowa in its back pocket going for the championship coming up tomorrow in Des Moines. 14 past the hour of 3 o'clock, and tell you what we're going to do. We're going to talk to Jeremiah Davis, and we're going to do that coming up here in just a moment or two. But we've been thankful all week to the good folks at Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids for helping us out on the program, being a great sponsor of Caddy Smack as well as KGYM. And stop on by. They've got the area's best selection as far as terrific golf apparel is concerned. Titleist, Ping, Callaway, TaylorMade, and more. They've got custom club fitting as well, two hitting bays, the great staff led by Brian over there. Got a $30 gift card to Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids. Our final one of the week, we're going to give that away right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you've been a winner over the past 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. Again, that's 319-366-1600. We'll let you know who our winner is coming up, and we'll also talk to Jeremiah Davis. Talk a little racing with you coming up here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. Smart263.org.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, we're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit us at 2802 Independence Road or at our Answers by Alexander showroom at 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
On every job site, the formula is the same. Less downtime equals more profit. Reduce that downtime with top-notch machinery from Star Equipment, like the JLG 1930 ES electric scissor lift, with more of what you need for every job. More duty cycles to keep you on the job longer. More versatility to work in a wide variety of environments with cleaner, quieter operation. And more features and productivity-enhancing tools. Rent or buy from Star Equipment and improve your job site profits. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Congratulations going out to Derek in Coralville. He is the winner of our final $30 gift card to Austed's Golf Cedar Rapids. And congratulations to Derek out there.
This is the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors and the Toronto Raptors, Game 4.
Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock on the gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
Seven five 106.3 FM as we talk local racing with you on Fridays. Jeremiah Davis joining us here, and you can follow Jeremiah on Twitter, both his personal account and then also the racing account as well. Big week. We had three pretty big races, and let's start off with last Friday night on the pavement. Big 8 Late Model Series was at Hawkeye Downs, and it's always interesting, we'll say that, when the Big 8 late models come to Cedar Rapids. It was their first race of the year, and wow, a lot of fireworks.
Well, that's putting it lightly, I think, Scott. If anybody listening is either a Brody Willett or a Griffin McGrath fan, you have an opinion about what happened at the end of that race, or actually, I should say, right about the middle third of that race. There was still 16, 17 laps to go. When the two got together and they both ended up wrecked and the turn four wall, in addition to Mark Ironside, who was an unfortunate byproduct of that wreck as well. You know, that this Big 8 race, Hawkeye Downs, seems to attract those kinds of unfortunate fireworks every single year. And unfortunately, Brody Willett's been involved in a handful, or I shouldn't say a handful, multiple of them, you know, with a couple different drivers. So it's just maybe it's something about that race, something about the track that breeds that, but sure makes it exciting for the people in the stands, just not so much fun for the guys who work on the race cars.
No, and like you said, Brody and Griffin got together in turn number four, and then also, like you said, Mark Ironside, kind of an innocent bystander. Tyler Kingery out of Minnesota was involved in that, too. Mark's car is a mess and doesn't sound good for the rest of the season anyway, but we'll see how that plays out anyway. But four pretty good cars were taken out there.
Yeah, you know, and there's different perspectives on what happened. You know, I guess I was there, I watched it happen, and I guess really the only explanation I can give anybody who either wasn't there or who was curious about my perspective on it is that Brody made a mistake. I don't believe it was intentional by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think that it was that he was trying to wreck him necessarily, but I do think he got a little loose, and I think he panicked a little bit, and the result was I can't let him by, at least without a fight, and you saw what happened. It's a young man who is still learning and is trying like all get out to win a race, to win any race, let alone one in the Big 8 series where he's committed. You know, he's running a left-hander house car. There's a lot of money and a lot of support behind him, and he has not produced on that series yet. And it's got to be weighing on him at least a little bit. And I think that was – I don't want to speak for him. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but it just all of those outside factors, you got to feel like – add up to something, and it's disappointing because you know, those two were clearly the two fastest cars. I mean, it wasn't even close. And it would have been a fun battle, at least for a few laps, until, you know, Griffin looks like he had the superior car. You know, and you could have had a 1-2 finish for two local guys at their track, and a race that Griffin's wanted to win since it started coming here. You know, McGrath sponsors the night. All these factors just added up to a really disappointing ending for both the 64 and 00 camps.
Yeah, very much so. Nick Egan, though, he got the win. Rookie of the Year last year in the Big 8 Series out of Slinger, Wisconsin, the world-famous Slinger Speedway up there. And had a good run, had a very strong car. I'm not sure if he was going to be able to catch Griffin or Brody, but, hey, when the top two get together, number three comes through, and that's what happened. Good kid, too.
Yeah, you know, good for him. Honestly, I've had those types of nights where you're a top-five car, and you just you're happy with fourth, or you're happy with fifth, and then the guys in front of you take themselves out. And, you know, that's nothing at all taking away from the job he was able to do, because, like you said, his car was strong. I think he was probably the fourth best car for most of the race, with Michael Bilderback being the other one of the other top runners. But he tagged the wall, and, you know, that was a self-inflicted error. Egan didn't make any of those, and that's what you got to do to win these races. You know, if you go back and ask the other three guys, you know, why didn't you win the race? Well, they have reasons why not. Egan didn't make those mistakes, so good for him. You know, it's cool to see somebody different win, and, you know, he's going to remember that night. He's going to take that check home, and he's going to put that, you know, trophy on his mantle and be appreciative and grateful for that win all the same. So it's cool to see that happen in the wake of some disappointing endings for some other people.
Yeah, and tonight at Hawkeye Downs, the big night for the Legends Series, the Racing for a Cause will be there. They're talking well over 30 cars. Many of the Minnesota Mafia here are coming down. So this is going to be an interesting Legends race. It's a fun night, and I know Warren puts on a really good show. So it'll be fun to see out there tonight.
Absolutely. You know, Warren and Denise Ropp, they do as much or more for racing, especially legend car racing in this area, than a lot of people, and especially at Hawkeye Downs too. And that they're racing for a cause. The Concerns of Police Survivors organization is as important and as valuable an organization as you'll be able to find in terms of, you know, charitable organizations. Or the work they do is vitally important for people who sometimes get a little overlooked, I think.
Very much
so. The families of fallen officers. And it's, I know it's a near and dear thing to Warren and Denise. And as far as the racing goes, you know, the legend cars never are boring. It's so much fun to watch them. And last week they had a little, it was a water aided, the interesting feature, you know, with the weepers at the bottom of both corners. But this week with the Minnesota guys coming down, whenever those guys show up at Hawkeye Downs, it is one, it's, I don't like calling it anything a war, but that turf war, turf battle between the two is super fun to watch. It's not unlike Outlaws versus the Pennsylvania Posse in the sprint car world. They pit together and they race each other hard, and it's a lot of fun. And 30 cars run that quarter mile. It will be a sight to see.
It will be. And Jeremiah Davis joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Of course, they had the annual Urbana 5 race at Vinton on Sunday night. Very good crop of cars again, and a familiar name coming out on top with the feature.
Absolutely. Caden Carter in that Vanderbilt chassis, that young man can wheel. And I know I've talked about him a lot before, but I admire his ability and his level-headedness. You know, he's not an excitable guy. I've interviewed him several times, and I know him and his dad pretty well, and they kind of laugh at me when I try to interview him, because he just doesn't want to say a whole lot. That's just him. He's just the kid he is. So it's pretty cool to see him win. And, you know, as far as the rest of the evening went at Urbana 5, I wasn't able to be there, but thankful to Chad Cowton and Local Vision videos that he puts up. I got to watch a bunch of it, and want to give a shout out to our buddy Nathan Ballard, Nitro. He had a broken axle and took a pretty hard tumble
yes.
in his heat race, and he's going to be out for a little while. I believe he has a concussion, and pretty scary wreck for him. I know he and his family are looking a little closer at some of the safety stuff and that's going to be in the next car, upgrading some of that. Just when you have a scare like that and you have two little kids on a wreck that wasn't caused by another car, or wasn't caused by a rut in the track, it was just a broken part, kind of wakes you up a little bit, and I was glad to hear that some of those safety things are coming for him. So I know he's sore, and Nate, if you're listening, I hope you're feeling better. And you know, because it's always a better time when Nitro's at the racetrack, because you never know what he's going to say, you never know what he's going to do on the racetrack.
Yeah, right. And our best going out to Nathan Ballard on his recovery here. And then Marshalltown on Tuesday night, the Dirt Nights, first event, or one of the first ones anyway of the year anyway. And familiar name there as well. The Gustin family coming through again with a victory.
Absolutely. You know, that it was the opener for Dirt Nights. I believe their original scheduled opener got rained out, which, you know, shocker there, right? That something got rained out. It was a great night of racing. If anybody had, I believe SpeedShift TV had a free preview last night. And so I sat here and watched, and the fiance kind of got mad at me because I had one thing on the TV and then I had SpeedShift on my phone, and she kind of gave me the eye roll. Like, you got to pick one or the other. Come on. But I got to watch the hobby stock through the modified features, and Richie Gustin, who, if he ever had if the Gustin family, every single one of them that races, if they all got a chance in unlimited funding, the top level equipment. I mean, well, you're seeing what Ryan does on USMTS. He's a winner every single week, but or almost every single week, it feels like. But if Richie or Jimmy or Janae got just to race and focus on just that, my gosh, how many Gustins do you suppose we would see on a national stage? That family, they're very, very gifted behind the wheel, and Richie has won the Super Nationals multiple times, and he put a hurting on them. He R-U-N-N-O-F-T, as I like to say on Twitter. He run off on the field.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Now, I know nationally, two of the bigger races of the year coming up with the Dirt Late Model Dream, 125K to win, and Black Sunshine may be back this week. We'll see. And then the Texas IndyCar Night Race is just a hoot as well. So that's another one of those races. You got you might have one on your phone, or you got two TVs next to one another. That's going to be Saturday night.
Absolutely. I think I might just get her flowers now, and just that way I have permission to watch both. I tell you what, the Dream, along with the World 100, Eldora, big races at Eldora just feel different. It's like a big race in Knoxville. You know, that's a special place in dirt racing, and anytime a big event like this happens, you don't want to miss it. The folks at Dirt on Dirt do a great job. Providing access to that for anybody who subscribes. I've got a couple of friends over there, and they do a first-class job. I know technically they're my competition, but I can't hardly fault them for the work that they do, you know?
No, they do a great job.
Absolutely. And I feel like this year's field is pretty darn wide open for the Dream, and as it will be for the World 100, too, because you have got, you know, Bobby Pierce, not sure 100% if he's going, but if he does, he's going to be a factor. I'm sure he will. Jonathan Davenport is in, you can never, ever count him out. Both Boyer cars have been really fast this year. Mike Marlar should be there in one capacity or another.
Yeah, race last weekend.
Yeah, in whatever car he's been in, doesn't matter if it was a six or his own car, he's been really fast. The Simpson boys are going. I know they're really, really fast, and Chad's going to be in the one car, not his own car, so he's in a national-level equipment. There's a ton of different guys who are going to be a factor and going to be capable of winning. And I don't remember in the last 4 or 5 years that the field being this open. And maybe that has a lot to do with the fact that Blomqvist is a maybe and the fact that he's coming off of that injury that just opens the field up so wide.
Yeah, and it'll be fun. Eldora always is. Appreciate it, Jeremiah. Thanks. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Scott.
All right, we'll take a break. Have more for you coming up after this on KGYM.
Come for the kolaches, stay for the fun at the St. Lou Miller Kolach Festival today through Sunday. Carnival rides, games for the kids, bingo, the Blazin' Bohemi 5K, a bags tournament, and live music on the festival stage. Even ice-cold beverages from the Wine and Beer Shed. And savor those fresh-baked kolaches, cherry, apricot, strawberry, apple, prune, poppy seed, and rhubarb. What's your favorite flavor? Bring everybody to the Kolach Festival today through Sunday at St. Lou Miller Church, along 21st Avenue between 2nd and J Streets in Southwest CR.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Lawn lovers, run with us on a John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster, with an Excel Deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help by stocking more of the brands you trust, like DeWalt, GAF, and Owens Corning. We stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. And now you can save $140 and get a four-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries for just $159. Plus, get 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles every day when you purchase by the pallet. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/9. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you at 3:34 here in the gym class on KGYM is coming your way on this Friday, and we got a little bit of college basketball breaking news, and oh man, you can't make this stuff up. This is courtesy of Jeff Goodman, college basketball analyst at thestadium.com, covers hoops there. He is reporting that former Hawkeye Isaiah Moss is now a former Razorback Isaiah Moss. He has reopened his recruitment, source told Jeff Goodman at the Stadium. Committed to Arkansas, but now back on the board, and all signs point to Kansas as the landing spot for Isaiah Moss. Jeff Goodman goes on to add, if Kansas adds Moss and Jalen Wilson, which is another grad transfer guy, he will move them up from number two past Michigan State into the number one spot. That ought to be enough to start a mutiny here in Eastern Iowa, isn't it? About our favorite
9-point game scorer.
Favorite former Hawkeye, Isaiah Moss, going to Kansas and helping the Jayhawks and Bill Self. My biggest question is, did he see the Dana Altman video, and that made him not want to go to Arkansas?
We wish the young man well.
Thank you, Fran. 319-366-1600. My goodness. Grad transfers, transfer portal, NCAA athletics just gets more complicated and stranger as the days go by, doesn't it? It just does. So we transition from that to also a place where things get a little bit more complicated year in and year out, day in and day out, it seems. The world of high school athletics. And our topic today, our Friday topic, and Mark came up with this one a little bit earlier on today, and that is, what would you do if you had the keys to the Iowa High School Athletic Association or the Girls High School Athletic Union? Or would you do anything at all? Do you like how things are right now? We're going to state this in two separate ways. Your comments, welcome. On the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600. You can reach us via the phone lines as well at 319-366-1600. I don't want this to turn into a complaint fest, for a lack of a better term. I could say something else, but I won't.
We know what you mean, Scott.
These folks do the best that they can. And, yeah, I think there are some things that can be changed. We're hoping we're going to have Tom Keating on before he moves on to become the Iowa High School Athletic Association executive director.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do that on the 1st of July, former president at Xavier, former athletic director at Xavier here in town, formerly coach at Wallard, of course, Hall of Fame coach of volleyball. He's going to take over the Iowa High School Athletic Association. Had a chance to talk to Tom and listen to him a couple weeks ago, and it was very eye-opening and very interesting to hear what he had to say, and I want to bring him on. You want to bring him on the show as well, and we're going to plan to do that here in the next couple of weeks. But what would you do to change things? 319-366-1600, or do you like the status quo, the way things are for the most part? I'm not going to say 100% across the board that you like everything.
Well, we both have our own ideas, and we'll get to those, but I put this out on my Twitter and Facebook feeds earlier today. And I already got some responses already on the text line. I think the number one prevailing sentiment right now, at least in this small sample size, is the subject of the boys' television network. And, of course, we prefer you to listen to the radio.
Please do.
Multi-time play-by-play guy of the year here right in the studio. But that doesn't, you know... There are parts of the state, as you know, Scott, that don't have access to this network that is out of Chicago. And our friend Tommy Lang said, you know, don't sell the championship rights to a company that puts them on in the Illinois television station that nobody gets. Why not put it on Iowa Public Television like the girls? Now, this is about money. The Boys Association owns a TV network, right? Or
they don't
not
own,
a network, but an arm.
The rights were sold to the Iowa High School Sports Network. They, in turn, find a suitor to put the television, to give the someone the bid on the television rights. And the folks that they chose were NBC Chicago. NBC Sports Chicago. And most of the western part of the state does not get NBC Sports Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So therein lies the problem. The Iowa High School Athletic Association has no say on who the Iowa High School Sports Network sells the rights to. Now, that is up at the end of this year. And I think that's, in fact, I know, and we'll talk to Tom about this coming up, and I know that will be the first thing that he is going to be tackling as far as taking over in Boone. So that will be discussed. I don't know
frankly,
if it's going to be changed, but I'm just saying it's going to be discussed.
Frankly, it's not a good product either.
I don't. I think it's been better. I think it's been better.
The talent, the graphics that are used. But I think the access is the big thing about that. The one thing, a major thing that's been debated is perhaps consolidation of the two organizations, the Boys Association and the Girls Union. If I'm not mistaken, Iowa is the only state in the union.
Correct.
With
two separate
organizations. I think each organization has its assets and its good points. Is there duplication of services? Should there be an overall executive director and then a boys commissioner and a girls commissioner in one building? Would it be better for all sports? What do you think?
319-366-1600. The thing that pops into my head, and I've said this before, I've been through it personally with my own, with one of my boys, and that is the fact that I have no problem with summer baseball. No problem with summer baseball. I will say this, though. With that being said, I would move it up 2 weeks. In the year, around the 10th of July-ish. Because then you have 2 weeks to do whatever you want to do with your family, 2 weeks to do whatever you want to do as a kid. You have time to recharge the batteries a little bit. Right now, it goes, if you are a team that is fortunate enough to make the state tournament, you go from baseball on a Saturday literally to football on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's not the best thing that we can do. That's what I would do. That's the first thing I would do.
Similar comment from Brian Jones on on my Facebook feed. He said, allow basketball games Thanksgiving and Christmas break. You can still play 21 games. Shorten the basketball season, Scott, to allow softball. He didn't say baseball, but you could throw baseball in there too. Allow those sports to move up 2 weeks. And that may speak to your point about, you know, creating a gap between baseball and softball, the end of those seasons and the start of the fall campaign. I mean, the Thanksgiving and Christmas break games, other states do it.
Every other state does it.
Every other state does it,
I would stop doing that in the energy crunch in the early 70s.
Yeah.
There should be basketball over the break. The kids practice, they scrimmage,
yeah,
play a game.
Yeah.
You can still have a week off, and that week around between Christmas and New Year's, you can play a game. Be a great time to have a tournament. I think the season could be shortened by a week. Iowa, frankly, has 21 games, and other schools, other states, I should say, play almost 30 games. So get it up to 24, 25. I don't think the kids would mind. Heck, they play 10 a weekend anyway at an AAU tournament.
A lot of conversation about parochial versus private school sports, and 2325 talks about perhaps a multiplier. It's interesting that a public association hired a person with a private background. Well, Tom Keating is going to be pretty fair about
that. Tom's going to be great.
But it's not so much the parochial aspect of it, although that is prevalent, not only in the big class, but when you get into, you know, the Western Christians and Helens and Des Moines Christians and Xavier even, actually, is it a level playing field? I looked at the 20 sports that have been decided or will be decided by the end of the Girls State Soccer Tournament. Of the 20 state championships that have been decided, 18 of them have been won by suburban schools. And by suburban schools, I mean the West Des Moines Dowlings, the Valleys, the Waukees, the Ankenys, Southeast Polks, those types of schools. 9 of 11 boys' titles were won by suburban schools. Only Davenport North Bowling and Iowa City West Tennis could not be classified as suburban schools. In the girls, it's 9 of 9.
Yeah.
Two suburban schools are left in the girls' state soccer tournament, the big class.
Correct, in 3A.
Now, the question is, what can you do about that? You know,
that's what Dan Sabers discussed. Yeah, his proposal as far as football is concerned.
He thinks it's a socioeconomic thing that maybe those boys and girls in the suburban areas are better off. Their families are more able to get these kids into camps and specialized programs and whatnot. Maybe that's true. I don't know. But I still see a lot of my friends and acquaintances on Facebook talking about their 12 and under baseball and softball teams, so they have no problem. And these people are going to send their kids to public schools. So what to do about that, I don't know, but it is a very much a reality in Iowa high school sports today.
It is. 319-366-1600. Your comments welcome on the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line, and Eugene joins us on the phone lines at 319-366-1600. Hi, Eugene. How you doing?
I'm going to go sports-specific, and I would like to see the reinstatement of men's diving back into the swimming and diving meet. The women still have it.
Yep.
But years ago, Mr. Bestie came to the coaches' meeting and said, "We're worried about catastrophic injury." And right away we stood up and said, "What about football?"
Mm-hmm.
Got no answer, but he arbitrarily chose to cut diving. And if you look at the diving history here in Cedar Rapids, two Olympians, I'd say there's a pretty good background for diving. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Eugene. Appreciate that.
Talking about Kent Ferguson and Randy Abelman, both out of Washington, who had Olympic experience. And, yeah, that's a head-scratcher.
Yeah, because the girls do it, but the boys can. And that was, Mr. Bestie was the middleman, by the way. Alan was not the guy that came up with the idea. He was the guy that had to go tell people what the idea was. Yeah, and we've talked to swimming coaches on the tailgate tour and on the Coach's Corner show. Unfortunately, it's not going to come back, more than likely.
Now, back to the parochial question, I just looked at the big class. The parochial schools only won 2 of 20 state championships this season. Parochial school, I should say, that being West Des Moines Dowling, won in football and cross country.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The rest of them, the majority were suburban schools. And 9 out of 9 on the girls' side were from Central Iowa.
Yeah, which lately, at least in the big class, is pretty much dominating.
The easy answer is public schools need to try harder. Well,
it's easier said than done.
When you got a defined school district, yes, there's open enrollment, but there's provisions that go along with that. I'm not sure what the answer is, but all I know is that I could look at previous years as well, and I think got the same results in terms of suburban schools being successful.
319-366-1600. Your thoughts welcome here at 349. I will say this, as far as one thing I would look at very much would be classifications, and not so much of what Coach Sabers down at City High was talking about, but just taking a look at classifications. I'm not so sure we don't have too many classes. Girls went to 5 a few years ago in most sports. Boys are at 4 in the majority of the sports. For years, there was 2. And maybe this has something to do with how things have kind of progressed as far as these schools are dominating a little bit. No, you're not going to throw, 3A's and 2A's in with Waukee and Centennial and Ankeny or whatever the case may be. And I'm not saying that, but with consolidation wiping through Iowa over the last 20 years, I'm not so sure. Right now, there are several sports you need to win 2 games to get to the state tournament. And a lot of the luster has gone off of the postseasons, especially in basketball.
Baseball being one of them.
Absolutely.
You get a first-round bye, you win 2 games and get to the state tournament.
Baseball and basketball, there are teams that win 2 games and go to the state tournament.
Text from earlier today, 1728, I would eliminate the open enrollment rule that was implemented a couple decades ago. High school recruitment and or transferring became the norm. Quote-unquote, homegrown championship teams are few and far between.
Very true.
Another one, control club sports.
Good luck with that.
Not sure if this is possible, but I feel club sports are destroying high school sports. They rode high school sports from the bottom up. The elite club athletes chase the late beginners away from giving the sport a try at the middle school or high school level. Who wants to get destroyed each game or match? One of the reasons participation numbers are down.
I can't say it any better. I will say, I've said this for many years, AAU, club, whatever, is the best thing that ever happened to sports, and it's also the worst thing that's ever happened to sports because the kids are better, and high school athletics is much better now than it was 25 years ago. The kids are better, and yeah, they were going to get better because that's just kind of the way things go, and the coaches should get a lot of that credit as well, but then you have your negatives. You don't see the, you talk about low numbers now, it's because when you're 12 years old, a lot of people are telling you, hey, you're no good.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you're never going to play. Well, we've seen so many people over the years that have been those late blooming people that have come out there. And you don't see them anymore because they are told or cut when they're 11 years old. And you just don't see them anymore. That I hate. But what are you going to do about it? It's going to be here forever, and it's not going to get any better. Like I said, it's the best thing to ever happen, and it's the worst thing to ever happen.
That's a good way to put it. 0497 on the text sign. I'd like to see the top three finishers in the girls' district track meet make it to state.
They've tinkered with that a few times over the years. It used to be times, and then it was the qualifying meet, which they have now. Of course, boys went for a few years with just times throughout the year as far as track is concerned. A lot of people, the coaches seem to like the qualifying meets, though. They seem to like that. So we'll see if it sticks around a little bit.
There's some discussion about shot clocks in basketball, too, and we've been down that road.
Oh, yeah.
And may revisit it again. We're probably going to be looking at the three-point line as the college game has changed.
In the next couple of years, yeah. We'll look at him. Next couple of years, we'll look at it. 353, quick break, come back. More of your text welcome at 319-366-1600 on our Friday topic. Back with more right after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Welcome to Sherwin-Williams.
Hi there. I heard paints are 40% off.
Yep, and stains too.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store.
Right now?
Well, June 7th through 10th.
Right on.
Right? Ask Sherwin-Williams, June 7th through 10th, and save 40% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $23.09. Only at your local Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Back at 356, coming up on 356, gym class for a Friday on KGYM. We're going to talk golf on Monday, U.S. Open golf. We'll take a look back at the weekend that was in the world of sports. Bob Herrig from ESPN.com set to join us. I got to double check on that as well. He's going to be at Pebble Beach, U.S. Open coming up starting on Monday. Canadian Open going on right now. Zach Johnson, 367 today. He's going to make the cut for the weekend. We've been talking about the High School Athletic Association, the Girls High School Athletic Union, what you folks out there would do to make it a better organization or keep it the status quo out there. And a lot of very interesting ideas have been floated about.
6606 on the text line points out he or she believes Catholic schools are a smaller school issue in terms of domination. And I think you can make that point with a certain number of schools, the Western Christians and Lamar's Gelin Catholic and
Grandview Christian in Des Moines.
Grandview Christian, who has its own set of rules. Regina's a smaller school, has had a lot of success in various sports. And maybe that's true. As I said, Dowling only won 2 state championships this year. In
they care about
sports.
One, really a lot.
They care about one a lot.
And they've done 6 straight as far as that is concerned and went a long way to get their 7th by bringing a young man from Southeast Polk in that's headed to Iowa to play running back. 319-366-1600 here at 357. A lot of good ideas, and like I said, we're going to try to get Tom Keating in before he joins the Iowa High School Athletic Association full-time as the executive director. And we're not going to grill Tom or anything like that. We just want to find out his thoughts about what he is going to take over to Boone and just kind of have a sounding board on what he's going to be looking at and his agenda when he takes things over coming up at the end of the month.
Well, one thing that was on my list I didn't get to, and I'm not going to go into it deeply because we've had the discussion with Mark Ironside, and that's do something about the dual state wrestling tournament.
I think that's going to happen.
Don't hold it right before the traditional tournament. Love to have it back in Cedar Rapids, but do something about it.
I think that is going to happen sooner than later. From all the scuttlebutt out there with the wrestling coaches, is that, and just from the correspondence with the folks in Boone, before Tom steps in there, it sounds like within the next few years, mm-hmm. I think this is going to happen. Not saying it's going to go to Cedar Rapids or anything like that. We'd love to have it like we used to, but maybe spread it out a little bit, get the team aspect of it done before you start with the individual.
Yeah, Mark's a proponent of having it in January or something like that.
Right.
Just move it away from that traditional state tournament.
Yeah, get it away from there as well. Baseball going on right now, top of the 9th inning. Cubs leading the Cardinals 3-1. As there are 2 outs in the 9th inning. That is the lone afternoon game that we have going on as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming up. Let's talk about the officiating. Last night, our poll question at KGYMRadio.com dealing with, say it.
Which pro league has the most inconsistent officiating, MLB, NFL, NBA, or NHL?
Yep, go ahead and vote at KGYMRadio.com. And Isaiah Moss reopening yet again his transfer portal and his recruitment. Sounds like Kansas could be the landing spot for Isaiah. We'll see how that plays out. Should make for a very interesting winter here and in Lawrence. Have a great weekend, everybody. Talk to you Monday.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.